This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. Hamas says the latest round of Gaza ceasefire talks has ended in Cairo after, quote, in-depth and serious discussions. The militant group reiterates key demands that Israel again rejects. After signs of progress, the outlook appears to dim. Israel has closed its main crossing point for delivering badly needed humanitarian aid for Gaza after Hamas militants attacked it. And the defense minister warns of, quote, a powerful operation in the very near future in Rafah and other places across all of Gaza. Egyptian state media says the Hamas delegation has left for discussions in Qatar and will return to Cairo for further negotiations on Tuesday. Russia and Ukraine mark Orthodox Easter as war rages on in Ukraine for a third year. Associated Press correspondent Karin Chamas reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin joined Orthodox worshippers at Moscow's Christ the Savior Cathedral for Easter services. Dressed in a dark suit, he stood inside the cathedral, holding a lit red candle. In Ukraine, priest Ivan, a chaplain of the Ukrainian army, drove to Ukrainian army position in the dead of night. He held a short service with soldiers and blessed Easter cakes that would end up with troops in and around the front lines. Explosions were heard during the service, but priest Ivan didn't stop praying. The following day, Russia launched a barrage of drones concentrated in Ukraine's east, wounding more than a dozen people. Russia also claimed its troops took control of a village that it said it had been targeting. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. The UN warns Sudan's warring parties that Darfur risks is starvation and death if aid isn't allowed in. In a statement, Lenny Kinsley, spokesperson for the World Food Programme, says fighting and blockages have hindered the delivery of humanitarian aid to Darfur.
These access constraints are jeopardizing our plans to provide vital assistance to over 700,000 people ahead of the rainy season.
Sudan's warring parties, the Sudan Armed Forces and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, have been locked in a brutal conflict since April last year that has killed thousands of people and displaced millions. An Israeli official rejected on Sunday accusations by a UN top official that hard-hit northern Gaza was now in full-blown famine. Shimon Friedman is the spokesperson for Israel's military office that oversees Palestinian civilian affairs.
In opposition to what the World Food Programme has said, we disagree that there is a shortage of food in northern Gaza. We believe that a sufficient amount of humanitarian aid is making its way into Gaza as a whole and into northern Gaza specifically. Since the beginning of the war, we have been monitoring the situation on the ground together with different organizations and with people on the ground to understand what the situation is in terms of humanitarian aid overall and food specifically. What we've seen in recent weeks is larger amounts of humanitarian aid making their way to northern Gaza, with an average of around 100 trucks making its way to northern Gaza.
Under pressure from the U.S. and others, Israel officials in recent weeks have begun slowly reopening some border crossings for relief shipments. Chad's election on Monday is almost certain to result in victory for transitional president and military leader Mohamed Idriss Deby, some analysts say. In the run-up to the vote, authorities have cracked down on the media and opposition leaders have been kept off the ballot. Despite that, experts say Chad will remain an important ally for Western security efforts in the Sahel region. Henry Wilkins reports.
Mohamed Idriss Deby came to power after his father, Idriss Deby Itno, was killed on the front lines of Chad's war against the rebel insurgency in 2021. He appointed himself transitional leader and military ruler, a move critics say was unconstitutional. If Deby wins Chad's elections on May 6th, as analysts expect him to, he will legitimise his rule and become civilian president. Meanwhile, prominent members of the opposition party have been banned from appearing on the ballot and say speaking out against the government is risky.
Henry Wilkins reporting there in Washington. Nabil Biagio, VOA News.